You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
ICICI Bank is among the new favorites on Dalal Street. Stay tuned to find out what's driving it higher even when most others are down. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, LIC IPO, the pandemic, real estate, the Twitter takeover row and more. First up, here's how the market fared on April 25th. Sensex and Nifty extended losses to a second straight session today amid an across-the-board selling, though heavyweights such as ICICI Bank and HDFC Twins witnessed gains. Weakness across global markets dented the sentiment on Dalal Street as investors worried about the repercussions of worsening inflation on COVID-era interest rates at a time when Fed has already switched to a hawkish tone. Sensex fell 840 points or 1.5% to hit 56,350 at the weakest level of the day, whereas broader Nifty 50 benchmarks slid to as low as 16,888, down to 83 points from its previous close. Investors lost 6.1 lakh crore rupees in wealth in two back-to-back sessions as the market capitalization of BSE-listed companies came down to 265 lakh crore rupees, according to provisional exchange data. ICICI Bank shares remained in focus today after reporting a strong set of quarterly results. During the session, the stock rose almost 2% and it ended 0.9% higher. Brokerages Nomura, Macquarie and Credit Suisse raised their target prices for ICICI Bank shares after the earnings announcement. At Friday's closing price, Macquarie's target price of 1,000 rupees indicates a 28.5% upside in the stock. In fact, Macquarie even said that its search for the next HDFC bank is finally over, with ICICI Bank consistently delivering quarter after quarter. Next up, at a time when crude oil prices are on the rise, some market participants believe Bajaj Auto is a perfectly fine stock to bet on. About 50% of Bajaj Auto's volumes come from exports, with South Africa and Middle East countries being the biggest consumers for the auto major within export geographies. Soaring crude prices and depreciation in rupee are seen as tailwinds for Bajaj Auto's business. The stock has gained after 2 days of consecutive fall and ended more than 2% higher. A fundamental positive for Bajaj Auto, according to an analyst, is that the company bills in dollars, like IT firms. Hence, the depreciation in rupees seems to be beneficial for the company. Also, increasing the domestic three-wheeler segment and higher market share in the segment is comforting, according to the analyst. Moving on, Indonesia has banned palm oil exports, which shocked global edible oil markets that already reached record high prices this year. This sparked alarm among major importers of the cooking medium. Back home, shares of edible oil manufacturers gained, while Adani Wilmar was up 5%, Raj Oil Mills gained close to 10%, Agrotech Foods was up more than 2% at close, and Gokul Agro Resources ended almost 5% higher. However, Patanjali-owned Ruchi Soya Industries, the largest manufacturer of edible oil in India, was down more than 1%. Fast-moving consumer goods stocks like Hindustan Unilever, Britannia, Godrej Consumer Products and Marico meanwhile took a hit. The Indonesian ban on palm oil export is severe for India, which is the world's largest importer of edible oil, specifically the highest importer of palm oil and soya bean oil. While soybean oil hit an all-time high of 83.21 rupees, that is up 50% year-to-date, palm oil was up 34% year-to-date, while canola was up 15%. Next up is the latest on LIC. Sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the government will not approach the market for LIC's follow-on public offer, that is FPO, for at least a year. The state-owned insurer is currently IPO-bound. An FPO is a process in which a company already listed on the stock exchange issues new shares to existing shareholders or to market for new investors. An FPO is used by a company to diversify its equity base or to pay off debt. According to rules, companies are not allowed to launch FPOs for 6 months after their IPOs. Next up is the latest on the pandemic. India recorded a one-day jump of more than 2,500 COVID cases. 30 fresh fatalities were also recorded in a day. and the active caseload rose by 649 cases in a span of 24 hours. Meanwhile, in Delhi, the number of COVID patients in home isolation has seen an over six-fold increase from 447 on April 11th to 2,812 on April 24th, according to official data. The number of patients admitted in hospitals also increased from 17 to 80 during the period. However, the Delhi government has assured people that despite the rise in cases, the hospitalization rate has remained low. The city is witnessing a spurt in COVID cases over the past few days, with the number of active cases increasing to 3,975 from 600 on April 11th. The hospitalization rate, however, has so far been low, accounting for less than 3% of the total active cases. Now, moving on to a few updates on the business front. A month after developers in Maharashtra projected a price hike at residential projects, several property firms across the country have increased the prices of under-construction units. Puravankara Limited, which already effected a price hike of 3-5% in the third quarter of the last fiscal, has said that it will continue to look at periodic upward revisions in pricing on account of an 8-15% rise in commodity and labor costs since February. Meanwhile, Malaysian oil and gas company Petronas will join hands with TVS Racing after powering Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes AMG Formula One team to a record 8 Constructors Championship. TVS Motor has announced that TVS Racing will henceforth be branded as Petronas TVS Racing. The partnership will see Petronas supply TVS with high-grade racing oils to improve performance. In another update on the auto front, MG Motor India has said it has partnered with Bharat Petroleum Corporation, that is BPCL, to bolster EV charging infrastructure across India. It says the partnership with BPCL will add momentum to EV adoption by expanding opportunities for intercity travel, as the two entities will install EV chargers across highways and within cities. With BPCL's vast consumer reach and operations and MG's rise in the EV space, the two companies can combine expertise to strategically identify charging sites, garner consumer insights, devise loyalty programs, and create technology to manage charging systems, according to their statement. Here's a look at global news. Emmanuel Macron has comfortably defeated far-right rival Marine Le Pen in the second round of France's presidential election, winning more than 58% of the votes. Macron's second term could be even rockier than the first one, with mounting political opposition and boiling social discontent. As his supporters savored a hard-earned re-election at a rally by the Eiffel Tower on Sunday, Macron acknowledged in his victory speech that many people who voted for him did so to block Le Pen and not because they supported his ideas. Next hurdle is only a few weeks ahead. Parliamentary elections in June will define the makeup of the government Macron must rely on to see through reform plans that would be an unprecedented shake-up of France's welfare state. Lastly, Twitter is nearing a deal to sell itself to Elon Musk for $54.20 per share in cash, the price that he originally offered to the social media company and called his best and final offer, according to a Reuters report. Twitter may announce the $43 billion deal later today once the board has met to recommend the transaction to Twitter shareholders, the report said, adding that it is always possible that the deal collapses at the last minute. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.